Celebration Adventist Reflections.
Now, to discuss character building ideas, here is your host, Dr. Danzy.
Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did not corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. This is it, family. This is what about 2.5 hours of podcasting leads to in this season. Today's reflection is entitled, I Make All Things New. I would like to pause and reflect the themes we have discussed. From the beginning, we saw God's love and His mercy and justice combined. We reflected on this gospel message as found in the book of Revelation, discussed how Yeshua, Christ Himself, sends the resources from heaven, the Holy Spirit, commander of the hosts of heaven, to nurture His church, in order to give a message of warning and plead for repentance, for in His love He knows of the difficult times ahead for those who carry His faith and keep His commandments. These are those who wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb. These are they which came out of great tribulation. These are they who accepted Christ as a lamb who was slain. Christ who intercedes before the Father for their sins. These are those who welcome Christ also as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, who comes as a conqueror to avenge their sufferings and afflictions. These are they who suffered the dragon's attacks, who with his allies masterfully try and deceive all people with a gospel message very similar to Christ's, but who denied God's established system of worship in keeping his commandments. These are they who do not suffer the beginning of judgment that the seven last plagues bring. Neither are they worry about Babylon's judgment, because their salvation comes from Christ, their judge and advocate. These are they who follow Christ's victory and enter into the victory against a defeated Satan. These are they who, like Christ, want justice to be served, but who do not find any pleasure in the destruction of the wicked, for they would even lay down their lives in order for others to be saved. Oh, my beloved listener, how I long to be there with Christ and live forever with Him. I am preparing today for my restoration, when He which began a good work in me will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ's return. How about you? What plans are you making in pro of your eternal salvation? What changes is God calling you to make? How much do you long to be with Jesus through eternity? Is there anything worth more than what God offers you? Today I plead with you to count your costs. John said in the book of Revelation chapter 21, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were gone, and there was no sea, and I saw the holy town, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, like a bride made beautiful for her husband. And there came to my ears a great voice out of the high seat, saying, See, the tent of God is with men, and He will make His living place with them, and they will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. And He will put an end to all their weeping, and there will be no more death, and sorrow, or crying, or pain, for the first things have come to an end. And my friends, here it comes, the punchline. For Christ, God Himself, says in verse 5, See, I make all things new. My beloved listener, here is something that, as I reflect, blows my mind. This is something I have longed for since I have a conscious mind of my own suffering and that of others around me. No more cancer, HIV, Ebola, hepatitis, no other chronic condition, no more Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, no other degenerative problem, no more depression, anxiety, trauma, no more bipolarity, psychosis, suicidality, or any mental health illness. No cheating, no crime, no unfair dealings. Does it sound utopian? Well, that's because it is a perfect state for all things. The world as intended by God from the beginning of all things, before the foundation of this world. This is the reward of those who are faithful. This is the world that God intended for us, a creation in which we rejected, but which we, who accept the message found in the Bible, in the Gospel of Revelation, now want to accept and have back. Think about it. It just makes sense. Since, after all, the point will come that Revelation 22:11-14 will be fulfilled, saying, "He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still." And Jesus says, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have the right to the tree of life, and might enter in through the gates into the city." I would like to conclude this Revelation Reflection series, sharing with you the words from one of my favorite books, titled The Great Controversy. It says, "All the treasures of the universe will be opened to God's redeemed. With undimmed vision, they gaze upon the glory of creation. In the years of eternity as they roll will bring still more glorious revelations of God in Christ. The more men learn of God, the greater will be their admiration of his character. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." The great controversy is ended. Sin and sinners are no more. The entire universe is clean. One pulse of harmony and gladness beats through the vast creation. From him who created all flow life and light and gladness throughout the realms of illimitable space. From the minutest atom to the greatest world, all things animate and inanimate in their unshadowed beauty and perfect joy declare that God is love. Beloved, Jesus said, "Surely I come quickly." Let us respond, "Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus." May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, my Adventist Reflections family. Amen. And amen again.
Remember to subscribe to this podcast, like it, share it, hashtag it, comment, and find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Tumblr as Adventist Reflections. God bless you. you.